How's the tour with Journey going?
Fantastic.
Does touring still have the same appeal to you after so many years, or do you kind of get tired of the road after a while?
It depends on what tour it is. I think this tour is more exciting than actually anything we've done since probably 1988.
Why?
Because
just
the reaction that we're getting, the fact that most of the shows are all selling out and really quick as well, and like big audiences, you know, 20,000 and stuff like that. It's been just amazing, the response, and a lot of young people singing all the words to all the songs in it. So that doesn't get tiring. That's, you know, some tours we've done, it's been really hard work. You know, it's, people don't know the songs, they're not particularly into the band. And then another tour, be like this one, which is kind of more like the Hysteria tour or Pyromania tour, where people are just going wild. So, no, it really depends on that, really. I don't think you can say, well, I hate touring or I love touring. It's different for each different tour. And if you happen to stand the test of time and you're actually still out there doing it, and it comes round and it gets successful again, then it's a really wonderful reward. It's just great. So we're having the best time.
You talk about standing the test of time. Why do you think that Def Leppard has stood the test of time for so many years?
It's great songs, fantastic songs. And one of the other things that we've stuck together, we've remained friends, you know, and we've stuck through all these things, thick and thin, experienced all this stuff together. And I think that if you can go through that, I mean, a lot of bands, they're not very real. You know, they disband at the first argument, or they have a little drama about egos or kind of musical disputes, and off they go, and a little tantrum, and we've never done that. We've actually, you know, we have integrity. We believe in what we do. We have great songs. You look back over our career, and we've had some wonderful stuff. And I think that it's great that people actually come around, and we're all getting the benefit to this great, you know, wealth of material. Really, I think that's part of it.
Since this covers album has been out for a little while, have you guys talked about or begun putting together songs for a new album of originals?
Absolutely. We're going to start recording it in January. In fact, we'll probably start recording it before that. We've got ideas out on tour. We have a little thing called a Sparkle Lounge, which is little amplifiers and that backstage, and we just goof around. So we'll be getting ideas together, and hopefully we'll just go in and bang it out and have it out for next year.
Do you guys write songs when you're on the road, like during soundcheck?
You try. It's a little harder. I think you get ideas together, but it's very rare that we actually get songs together, you know, and actually say write on tour. But this time it'd be a bit different. We've already started, you know, that process already, actually. So normally we don't. You just collect ideas, but this time we're actually going to start collaborating and writing on tour.
You mentioned a while back the CD Hysteria, which you're planning on re-releasing, I believe.
Yeah, well, it'll be 20 years soon. The end of this year, we have finished it 20 years ago. So there's, you know, there's a reason for, you know, for people actually hearing that. And we're going to remaster it and put some other songs on, some like demos and live tracks from the time period, because it was such a special record. And I think it's yes, it's great that people want to put that out again.
When you record an album, typically, is there a lot of songs left over?
With us, not normally. With Hysteria, there was maybe two or three songs left over, and they turned into other songs or other versions of different songs. But normally we don't. We're not one of those bands that goes in and writes 60 songs and picks the best 12. You know, we just work on 12 great songs. That's what Hysteria was. I mean, the songs that weren't up to it, you know, kind of got left off or unfinished, and that's really what happens with them. But yeah, I think there's a, if you write, you know, a million songs, most of them are going to sound the same. And I think it's better to put a bit more effort into some of the good ones and just keep them. Quality over quantity.
Back in May, I saw you guys on the VH1 Rock Honors with Queen, Judas Priest, and Kiss. Looked like you guys were just having a blast. How was that?
Yeah, we were. We was having a lot of fun. I mean, there's some great artists. So, you know, Queen's one of all of our favorite bands, you know, of all time. Everyone in Def Leppard loves Queen. So that was a blast. Great playing with Brian May, as always. He came up and actually played 20th Century Boy, which is the new single. He came up and played guitar on it and stuff, and so that was a trip for us. You know, getting to see the Foo Fighters and just everyone. We hadn't seen the guys from Judas Priest for years, and all those guys are great. The lovely guys, Rob Halford and Glenn, and all of them. It was just a really wonderful night.
Did you pick the band that paid tribute to you, the All-American Rejects?
No, it was actually all done beforehand. You know, it's like VH1 had kind of selected everyone, and you know, these bands actually wanted to do a cover. You know, they All American Rejects wanted to do a Def Leppard song. Foo Fighters really wanted to do a Queen song. So that's really how that worked out.